getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go, time to roll it. Yes, another Tim Zumpa Hour coming your way here on the radio for just shy of the next hour. Nothing but great old-time oldies, genuine old-time songs played off genuine phonograph records, if you can imagine that. I know a lot of young people have a hard time comprehending exactly what a phonograph record even is these days, but we just don't care. Program is brought to you, as always, by MelaniesMusicLessons.com, who we'll tell you more about later on in the program. Instead of listening to me yip-yap for a couple of minutes like usual, let's just get right to some music this week. Here's Marion Lush and the Musical Stars and the Young Years Polka.
Stary Ponisiu, usiądź sobie, nie jesteś młody, jeno stary. Siwy się robisz i starzejesz, te młode lata więcej nie masz.
Te młode lata nam uciekli i tylko pamiątki nam zostali.
Hey!
Te młode lata nam uciekli i tylko pamiątki zostali.
Hej!
Te góry, lasy dobrze znamy i każdą drogę my kochamy. Drogi Konisiu, czy pamiętasz, jakieś ty latał w ten piękny las?
Te młode lata nam uciekli i tylko pamiątki nam zostali.
Hej!
Te młode lata nam uciekli i tylko pamiątki nam zostali.
Tylko nam Pan Bóg daje życie, życie nam daje i odbierze. To jego prawo zawsze było i zawsze będzie.
Te młode lata nam uciekli i tylko pamiątki nam zostali.
Hej!
Te młode lata nam uciekli i tylko pamiątki nam zostali.
There you go, Marion Lush and the Musical Stars. The Young Years Polka getting us started this week on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Nothing but great old-time music for the next hour. And we invite you to hang around and see what happens, because we're never really sure. For example, this next record, I'm not really sure what this is. But I'm, you know, as we've talked, working my way through the boxes of records. And Polka for Strings is the name of the song. Very simple. It's written in English, and I understand that. And the record is, now how do you pronounce the word geese the way we see it spelled, G-E-E-S-E, geese, if it were German or Bavarian? Because the record is by Heinz Geese and his Bavarian Orchestra. I don't know. I don't recall having played this before. Obviously, this record has been in my boxes of old-time records for many, many years, but it's the only one I have like this. And it was obviously made in Europe, and I don't remember. So we're going to find out. Heinz Geese and his Bavarian Orchestra. Here's the Polka for Strings.
Polka
there you go, the polka for strings. It certainly was that. Heinz Geese and his Bavarian Orchestra. I don't think you really pronounce it geese in the correct pronunciation, but that's how it's spelled anyway. You know what I envisioned while I was hearing that song? And I don't know about you, but I envisioned kind of like one of those great old Technicolor musicals of the 50s with a lot of cowboys and girls in big fluffy skirts dancing and twirling around in a barn is what I was envisioning during that. I don't know about you, but that's what I saw in my head anyway. On the way, Dick Cousins Orchestra coming up here, but I want to talk about melaniesmusiclessons.com before we get to that, because Melanie sponsors our program, and you may be so inclined to learn to play. Anyone ever tell you you're kind of musical? Somebody once told me you should be on the stage. There's one leaving in 5 minutes. But anyway, you'd like to learn to play the accordion, the piano, the electronic keyboard. Melanie can help you out. She's like your connection man. I'm telling you, she gives lessons live on the internet via Skype. It's a live interactive video lesson that you would do on your computer or your tablet, or you could even do it on a smartphone, but I would think the picture would be kind of little. Maybe it's not so bad if you're younger and your eyesight's better. But anyway, so you could take a lesson anywhere, whether you're at home, you're at work, you're traveling, whatever. Melanie has more than 30 years of teaching experience. She gives high quality professional music lessons. She also teaches music theory, by the way. Find out more. Just visit melaniesmusiclessons.com. All the information you need is right there. You can take your first lesson for free, and there's no obligation to continue, but it gives you a chance to see if it's going to work out for you. So pay her a visit online at melaniesmusiclessons.com. All right, time for the Golden Star Polka. Here's Dick Cousins Orchestra. There we go. That is Dick Cousins Orchestra there, the Golden Star Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Is your old-time oldies show. Want to remind you, you can always get in touch with us, a couple of ways now. You could, of course, email us. It's very easy email address. It's oompahour@mail.com. That's pretty easy to remember. Or we now have a Facebook page, too. And I believe you just go to facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. No apostrophe or any abbreviation. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll get you to our Facebook page. You can always request a song there or make some comments or just say hi or whatever you want to do. So feel free to check us out. If you're a Facebooker, head over there and like us, all right? Now, I told you, a lot of these records I've had sitting around for a long time. And this one celebrates the bicentennial of the good old U.S. of A., which would have been 1976, of course. And the record cover, and it is a 45, but it's in a hard cardboard cover, says Happy Bicentennial America from Ray Henry and his orchestra and Peter Iwanchenko. And if you flip it over here, the bicentennial side of the record is the Bicentennial March. And I don't want to play that because that's March. We want to play polkas and waltzes on the show. But the flip side of it is the General Pulaski Monument Polka. Now, here's what it says on the sleeve of the record here, because they're talking about the bicentennial and all that. But then it says there's more to commemorate the bicentennial. And Casimir Pulaski, Ray Henry's orchestra with Peter Iwanchenko, composer and vocalist, combined their talents in a Polish tribute with the General Pulaski Polka. History documents Casimir Pulaski as a Polish soldier who joined Washington's forces and distinguished himself in the Battle of Brandywine. In recognition, Congress appointed him Brigadier General to lead the cavalry. The general organized Pulaski's Legion, an independent corps of the cavalry and light infantry. While leading the cavalry in the Siege of Savannah during the American Revolution, General Pulaski was critically wounded and died October 11th of 1779. In remembrance for giving his life for America, Pulaski Day is annually observed on October 11th. I was not aware of this. This is never on my calendars. In remembrance for giving his life for America, Pulaski Day is celebrated on the 11th. To further commemorate, a sculptured monument of the general in battle was dedicated adjacent to the Federal Building in Hartford, Connecticut, back at July 4th of 1976 during the bicentennial. So they did this song in honor of. So I thought we'd give it a whirl here. Ray Henry and the orchestra and a tune from Iwanchenko. I think I got that right. And here is the General Pulaski Polka.
Dzisiaj historia nam przypomina, że Polska miała wielkiego syna. Nazywał on się Kazimierz Pulaski, walczył o wolność, nie szukał laski. Już prawie 200 lat upłynęło, Benjamin Franklin zaprosił jego, żeby przyjechał bronić wolności, nie za pieniądze, ale z miłości. Karym koniu i szablą w ręku galopem pędził on do ataku. Jako generał z ludu polskiego walczył o wolność tu dla każdego. Właśnie tą wolność, co dzisiaj mamy, walczyli o nią polscy ułani. Walczyli dzielnie, dali swe życie, żeby mieć wolność tu w Ameryce. Składam dzięki dla was, rodacy, żeśmy się wzięli wszyscy do pracy i zbudowali pomnik dla niego za bohaterstwo i życie jego. Bo jako bohater z ludu polskiego walczył o wolność tu dla każdego. Walczył on dzielnie, oddał swe życie, żeby mieć wolność tu w Ameryce.
All right, there you go. That is the General Pulaski Polka, Ray Henry Orchestra, and Peter Iwanchenko here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Note to self. I need to write down here that Later, when we get to July 4th week, we're going to have to play the flip side of that one, which is the Bicentennial song, because that would seem like the appropriate place to get away with playing the other side of that one, all right? Time to get back to a good old traditional number here. I think it's time for a Whoopi John record, and you can never miss with the Helena Polka. Here's Whoopi John and his concertina orchestra. There you go. Helena Polka there. Whoopi John and his concertina orchestra. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show, bringing you all the best and the most interesting old-time records that we can dig out of the boxes, stored away in the attic of the basement all these years, and finally getting out there where the world can enjoy them, because really, that's what you should be doing with records, is you should be playing them once in a while, for Pete's sake. Don Peachy and the orchestra on the way right here. Here's 1, 2, 3 for you, my love.
Can't you see it's you I
John Peachy and his orchestra, Janie on vocals there, by the way, and 1, 2, 3 for you, my love, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, broadcasting the best old-time records all over the world. It's an amazing thing these days, you know. You could be on radio stations, you could be on internet streams, you can be on podcasts. It's amazing how you can get a show out there and just get it all over the world with just a few clicks to the mouse, you know. Let's move on. Musically here, we have the Starlights. Here's the Iron Foundry Polka.
W Ameryce moja żonka w kraju, a ja w Ameryce. Ja ciężko pracuję w żelaznej fabryce. Ja ciężko pracuję Ukraina w fabryce. Kochajże innego, ja ci nie zabraniam. Kochajże innego, ja ci nie zabraniam. A ja z Ameryki do ciebie nie wracam. A ja z Ameryki do ciebie nie wracam.
Do tańca, hej!
There we go. That is the Starlights, the Iron Foundry Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Don't forget to look us up on Facebook and be sure to like us, because that's kind of a weird thing, because we can actually see if any of you are liking us, because we can't see if you're listening to us right now or if you're listening to us and you're going, oh, that's terrible. We have no idea. So remember, you could always send us an email, too, to oompahour@mail.com. It's just that simple. Now, here's an example of how things used to be simpler many years ago, and I'm not sure how old this record is. Minimum, it's got to be 30, 35 years old, and that's not that long ago. That puts us into the 80s somewhere, right? 30 years ago? So, I don't know. This is the Little Rascals Polka Band, and they don't do this sort of thing anymore. Right on the record paper thing, you know, the little 7-inch square white paper, is a sticker typed on a typewriter that says the Little Polka Rascals. There's a man's name here and a street address in Poughkeepsie, New York, along with a phone number. So, like, if you wanted to book the band or whatever, you could listen to the record and go, hey, I'm digging that. And you could call them up and book them for a show or whatever you want to do. So let's give it a whirl. The Little Polka Rascals Band, as opposed to being just the Little Rascals Band, which I could see there'd be a problem with unless Spanky and Alfalfa were in the band. Here's the When I Was a Little Boy Polka.
When I
stoi, tam łopopak stoi, tam łopopak stoi. I pisze do cara, że się go nie boi, że się go nie boi. Hupaj, szup, hupaj, szupaj, hupaj, szupaj, hupaj, szupaj, da, da, da. Dwa samego rana, hupaj, szupaj, da, da. Wczoraj spałeś na podłodze, dziś na wiosce szana, żeby była zmiana, hupaj, szup.
The Little Boy Polka. There's the Little Polka Rascals Band here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, spinning great old-time records for you today, whether it's morning, noon, or night when you happen to be listening to the program. Another thing about technology today, if it's a podcast or a stream or whatever, you could be listening to this just about any time, anywhere in the world. It's amazing. And I'm sure that Tom Duda and his orchestra from Dubois, Pennsylvania, had no idea that someday this would be broadcast where it could literally be heard any place. I think it's Duda, D-U-D-A. Could be Duda. I'm not sure. I hate that because this is like the only record I've got by these cats. So you don't really get to learn the pronunciation, but they are from Dubois, Pennsylvania. And it's the Out of His Mind Polka.
Thank you.
It's the Out of His Mind Polka. Tom Duda and his orchestra there from Dubois, Pennsylvania, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We're just cranking them out here. I realize we're well over halfway through the show. I haven't even given a thought to finding a waltz to play today. And we always like to play a waltz. But you know what? I see I've got a Marv Herzog record over here. Maybe there's a waltz on that one. I'll go find that one. Well, you are listening to Jan Simon and the Musical Airs. Musical Airs. That's what it says. I wanted to say Music Airs, but it's the Musical Airs. Here's the Our Love Polka. Go the Our Love Polka, Jan Simon and his Musical Airs here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show, just spinning the records here, hanging out in northern Minnesota in the snow. And normally you would say the snow and the cold, but it hasn't been that bad the last couple of weeks for January up here in northern Minnesota. Last year we had like 3 weeks in a row where it was 30 degrees below zero, and that was not pleasant, let me tell you. I did not like the heat bill. But not bad here the last couple of weeks. Kind of unusual. Does make me worry a little bit about what may be coming down the road a little bit. We also haven't had very much snow this winter compared to a typical winter for here in northern Minnesota. So I figured out that since we don't have any snow, maybe we should, have a snow song. And we did need to get a waltz in here for sure in the show this week. What better than Marv Herzog? Here's the Snow Waltz.
Thank you.
Marv Herzog and the Snow Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. The good news is playing the Snow Waltz did not make it snow anywhere around here during that last couple of minutes. So that's good, all right. I have the Pennsylvania Polka up next. There's a good standard polka everybody knows. Even if you're not a polka person, you'll hear the Pennsylvania Polka. And even if you don't know that that's what it's called because they may not be singing, you still know it, and you kind of sing along with, you know. By Polka Dynamite is who we have doing it for us here, and they are actually a band from Pennsylvania. So even better, what does it say here? Alden, Pennsylvania. Here's Polka Dynamite and the Pennsylvania Polka.
Just hold on,
Ah, there you go. Polka Dynamite, the Pennsylvania Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I was just looking at the clock here. Man, we're just sailing right through this show today. I don't know what is going on with that. Seems like we're getting down toward the end awfully fast here. I have the Shemileskis on the way next after I tell you once again about MelaniesMusicLessons.com. You want to learn to play, do you? Do you, huh? Then you want to check out MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Melanie gives lessons in accordion, piano, and electronic keyboard. She also teaches music theory. I always forget to mention that, so I've been trying to remember. And you can find out more about Melanie and her music lessons at melaniesmusiclessons.com. She gives lessons live via Skype on the internet. It's a live interactive video conference is what it is, which is actually your music lesson, which means you can take your lesson any place you happen to be, whether you're at home, any room in your home where you have internet connection, whether you're traveling, you're staying in a ritzy hotel someplace. Imagine that. There you are in like a Hyatt or a Marriott hotel, and you're on the 17th floor, and you hook up your laptop, and you get hooked up with Melanie for a music lesson, and you're up there wailing away on the Wurlitzer, and the people in the next room are going, "What is going on over there?" You may wind up with a party on your hands. You just never know. So find out more at MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Everything you need to know is right there. You can take your first lesson for free to see how it goes for you. Check it out, MelaniesMusicLessons.com. All right, before we get down to the end of the show here, I promise you one from the Shemileski Funtime Band. They've been one of my favorite old-time bands since, heck, 40 years ago probably by now, and I got a lot of Shemileski records, and I try to space them out because I don't want to, you know, sound like I have favorites. See, I probably have 38 favorites. Anyway, here's the Shemileski Funtime Band. Now, we heard this a few weeks ago. I played this song, except I played it by the Ample Airs. Here's the Shemileskis with a Hot Pants Polka. Have it, the Shemileski Funtime Band and the Hot Pants Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, as we get ready to wrap up another show. Don't forget, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, and you can always send us an email, too, at oompahour@mail.com if you'd like to request a song or just get in touch with us for whatever reason. And by the way, if you know somebody with a radio station or an internet station, whatever, who might like to carry our program, by all means, put them in touch with with us, because it costs you absolutely nothing to broadcast the Oompa Hour on your radio station or your webcast. So by all means, feel free to get in touch with us. And gosh, that's going to wrap up another show. So we'll roll the theme song from Dick Piller and the Orchestra once again. And, wow, I've only got two more records than I have sleeves left over. I don't know how that happens every week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. And don't worry about it, we'll do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.